From his mother's kitchen table in Miamisburg, Ohio, Chad Colwell, 32, talked about how quickly the cycle can begin. Quote, I played football in high school and my knee and my back got injured, unquote, he said, as his three-year-old daughter played outside. Quote, I got prescribed painkillers, Percocet, and OxyContin, and then it just kind of took off from there, unquote. Prescriptions gave way to cheaper, stronger alternatives. Why scrounge for a $50 pill of Percocet when a tab of heroin can be had for $5? Synthetic opioids, which have flooded into the U.S. from high-volume labs in China and Mexico, are even more potent. And a potentially fatal dose costs less than a Big Mac. On July 4th, emergency workers saved Colwell after he overdosed in the driver's seat of his truck. He says it was his fourth OD. Inside a rehab facility in West Virginia, Jason Burgard told of a similar spiral. Quote, when the pain gets great enough, you get so desperate just to feel okay, just to feel right, unquote, says Burgard, who was nearing 10 months of sobriety after years of addiction and relapses. Quote, a lot of people say drugs or alcohol eventually stop working, that they don't cover up pain as well toward the end, but heroin works. Heroin does its job, unquote. The toll is also high for those who deal with what happens after the heroin does its job. Fire departments have been transformed into mobile emergency rooms. Police now carry drugs that block the brain's opioid receptors, lest they themselves drop dead from an accidental sniff of confiscated carfentanil. High schools have started to stock up on naloxone, with principals getting trained to administer the emergency drug. Quote, our job has changed completely in the last 7 to 10 years, unquote, says Jan Rader, the fire chief of Huntington, West Virginia, in January, one day after her department was called to 3 overdose deaths. Quote, we learned how to fight fire and cut people out of cars, but it's not going to go back to that, unquote.